Abuse, Migration and Race, Three Faces of Catholicism in the U.S. Summary. This week's piece examines three recent Catholic stories and argues that, when viewed together, they reveal the human costs of the intersection between migration policy, race, clergy sexual abuse, and institutional power in the United States. The article is organized around an old Mexican saying, "The innocent pay for the guilty." Through the stories of Sister Leticia Ugboeja, Father Benjamin Madu, and convicted predator priest Urbano Vasquez Ortega, the piece explores how the crimes of a few can become the justification for policies whose consequences are borne by many others. The first figure is Sister Leticia Ugboeja, a religious sister arrested by immigration authorities while on her way to a religious service. The article presents her as an innocent person caught in an expanding enforcement apparatus that increasingly treats migrants with suspicion regardless of their conduct. Her arrest symbolizes the vulnerability of migrants who become targets not because of what they have done, but because of who they are and how they are perceived. The second figure is Father Benjamin Madu, a Nigerian priest who took his own life after facing the prospect of returning to a country he no longer considered home. His death is presented as a tragic example of the psychological consequences of rigid immigration systems. The article argues that migration policies do not affect only criminals or violators of the law. They also affect vulnerable individuals trapped between bureaucratic requirements and profound personal fears. Madu's death becomes a reminder that immigration debates often overlook the human beings living behind legal categories. The third figure is Urbano Vasquez Ortega, a Mexican-born Franciscan priest convicted of child sexual abuse. The article leaves no ambiguity regarding his guilt and repeatedly emphasizes the seriousness of his crimes. However, it argues that his case acquired a political significance that extended far beyond his criminal conduct. A central argument of the piece is that Vasquez Ortega was already in prison serving his sentence. He had been investigated, prosecuted, convicted, and incarcerated. The threat he posed had already been neutralized by the U.S. criminal justice system. The article therefore asks why it became necessary to transform him into a highly visible symbol of immigration enforcement. According to the author, Vasquez Ortega became the ideal poster boy for anti-immigration policies, precisely because his crimes were real and indefensible. His case provided a powerful example that could be used to justify broader enforcement measures, harsher rhetoric, and increased scrutiny against migrant communities in general. The article argues that while Urbano was guilty, many of those affected by the political use of his case were not. The piece then shifts to the broader problem of clergy sexual abuse and its relationship with Catholic institutional culture. By comparing Vasquez Ortega to another convicted priest, Anthony Odiong, the article argues that both men acted within a clerical culture marked by entitlement, insulation from accountability, and an unrealistic belief in their own immunity from consequences. The article also questions why Catholic dioceses and religious orders continue to spend enormous amounts of money defending abusive clergy in court while often appearing reluctant to invest comparable resources in compensating victims. It portrays these legal strategies as self-defeating, arguing that they ultimately damage the Catholic Church's credibility while deepening survivors' resentment. Another major theme is the international character of clergy sexual abuse. The article argues that abusive priests have historically moved across borders in multiple directions and that the problem cannot be understood solely through the lens of foreign clergy entering the United States. It stresses that predators move from south to north, north to south, and south to south, often taking advantage of institutional mobility and weak oversight. This concern leads the author to question whether Vasquez Ortega may have exercised ministry in Mexico and whether additional victims could exist outside the United States. The article concludes by arguing that the crimes of predator priests must be confronted without hesitation, but also that those crimes should not become excuses for policies that harm innocent people. Through the intertwined stories of Leticia Ugboeja, Benjamin Madu, and Urbano Vasquez Ortega, the piece contends that contemporary America often punishes the guilty while simultaneously making the innocent bear part of the cost. The piece ends with a short commentary on the ongoing canonical trial of former Jesuit priest Marco Rupnik. It argues that rumors surrounding his possible exoneration reveal how abuse cases continue to be weaponized in wider ideological conflicts within Catholicism. The author warns that any move perceived as absolving Rupnik would further damage trust among victims and among Catholics seeking accountability from church leadership.